looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired.
Welcome to the Youth Radio Podcast, Intern Edition. I'm Bianca Brooks, and today we're talking about the necessity of the bra. In every culture, there are rites of passage where girls become women. For Jewish girls, it's the bat mitzvah. For Catholics, it's confirmation. But the moment I knew I was no longer a little girl did not come in a synagogue or a cathedral, but in the lingerie section of Marshalls. Let's be clear, I didn't start wearing a bra because I really wanted one, but rather because all the fifth grade girls called me disgusting for not wearing one. I was mocked and teased to the point where I insisted my mom buy me one in order to protect the little chest and dignity I had. But the truth is, I wasn't ready to grow up, and even at 10 years old, I knew that once I got a bra, I was no longer a little girl, but instead something much more mature. Was it fair that I had to give up that innocence when I wasn't quite ready? Tina Kampt, who's the Feminine and Africana Studies professor at Barnard College, doesn't seem to think so.
I think that bras are associated with womanhood because, you're absolutely right, they are a moment of sexualizing a body. They're the moment, but you know, that sexualization of the body is imposed upon us from outside of us. But it's that moment at which your body becomes the object of desire or potentially can be desired by others.
The thought of me being desirable at the tender age of 10 is ridiculous to me, and yet back then I still needed a bra. But why? What exactly did my training bra train me for? 19-year-old Rayana Godfrey has an idea.
So we're taught to wear bras to make people around us feel comfortable, to make sure we're not distracting perverted men, and to please society in general.
So I asked myself, who exactly is this society, and where do they get off telling young girls what to wear? To answer this question, all I had to do was think of the one entity that was so central to my childhood, television.
Introducing the all-new Genie Bra. Just match your bra size with your clothing size and slip into the most comfortable, conform-fitting bra you have ever worn. Whether you're petite or a full-figured woman, you will always have a bra that's comfortable, conforms to your shape, and makes you look your best. No more back fat. No unsightly top bulging. Just a perfect uplift fit that molds to your body, giving you the ideal cup size every time.
Conform fitting? Ideal cup size? As if it was not bad enough that my idea of womanhood was tainted early on by countless commercials, even my childhood hero Lizzie McGuire insisted that wearing a bra should be a rule. I mean, just listen to this.
It's the bra. Ever since she started wearing one, she's become a whole new person.
Kind of like someone else we know. Claire and Kay get one and become popular. Jenny gets one and becomes Brandy Chastain. If I had one, I'd be Lizzie Warrior Princess. Lizzie's got game.
It's not like she even needs one. I mean, we need one before Jenny does.
So, why don't we have one?
We should have one.
You're right. We're 13. It should be a rule.
Back then, I believed if Lizzie McGuire, Kim Possible, or Penny Proud said it, it had to be true. But even now, this idea is still reinforced on primetime TV, on shows like 30 Rock.
This is going to sound really weird, but you need to wear a bra.
Oh, no, I don't actually. They kind of just stay up on their own.
Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is you need to wear a bra to work if you want to be taken seriously in this business.
Oh, but I don't actually want to work in television. Career-wise, I'm just going to marry rich and then design handbags.
Here's the thing. The way that you dress is making some people around the office uncomfortable.
Really? Who?
Not me.
I guess it's mostly me that has the problem with it.
Though media plays a large part in the way we feel about what women should and should not do, they don't physically make us wear bras. So who does regulate the bra rule? Who are the bra police? The answer is simple.
Moms.
That's Kendrick Calkins. He has a lot more insight into the world of bras than the average 17-year-old male. He dresses up in one every year to raise money for breast cancer awareness. He said it's a mom's responsibility to talk about bras, because that's where girls learn about their bodies. 19-year-old college student and longtime bra wearer Melissa Beavers agrees.
I got my first bra, I think, Sears. That was a long time ago.
Why did you get your first bra?
Because my mom told me to.
While I do agree that it's a mom's job to tell her daughter when it's time to get a bra, I think the real problem arises in the messages that come attached to the garment. These messages are ones of constraint and sexual inferiority. It's like Professor Camp says.
We've been taught to wear bras as a way of constraining our relationship to our body and the availability of our body to others.
She's right. Bras constrain even our relationships. Just ask Kendrick.
At the beginning of our relationship, I had told my girlfriend that she should wear a bra because I thought it was weird that she didn't wear a bra half the time. But then as we kept dating, I gained a realization that it really doesn't matter if you wear a bra or not. It's really just a personal preference, like whether you wear boxer briefs.
Is it really that simple? I started to wonder, could the very thing meant to hold me up actually be holding me back? Was this means of support also a means of restraint? Despite the consequences, when I turned 15, I decided to stop wearing bras for a while, partially because they were just so uncomfortable, but also because I was searching for some sense of freedom and womanhood I felt my bra restricted me from. I had imagined when I took it off, I'd walk down the hallway singing like this. Sadly, that didn't happen. A lot of days, I felt really uncomfortable and awkward about not wearing one. And when a girl in the locker room pointed out it was super weird I wasn't wearing one, I was immediately 10 again, folding my arms across my chest, praying for invisibility. So if it wasn't about the bra, then what was it? I had pinned all my insecurities onto this garment, and even when I took it off, the scarlet letter remained on my chest. It seemed the answer went much deeper than two layers of padding. So again, I asked Professor Camp.
I don't think it's an either-or choice. Either we wear bras or we don't wear bras. Either we think that the bra is, you know, an evil instrument of patriarchy and bralessness is the ultimate statement of freedom. So that we have to actually think about the ways in which people use the brassiere to express certain multiple aspects of themselves, of their sexuality, of what they think of as propriety. And it's really about self-presentation and how you want to situate yourself in relationship to others.
When I started to look back at the little girl in gym class, I realized some things hadn't changed. I was still so worried about what the world would think that I failed to realize it was not the outside of me that was lacking support. It was the inside. It was a matter of self-image. Since then, I've become pretty comfortable with myself. These days, I wear my bra as a way of accessorizing my womanhood, not hiding it. But every once in a while, I'll still leave it at home, heading into the world without fear of judgment. Because the real best part of womanhood is the freedom to choose. Braless and Proud, I'm Bianca Brooks.